Peter Clarkson was a professional diver. His colleague who was waiting on their boat says he was pulled under by two sharks, probably great whites, as he tried to surface. His body has not been found, but Sergeant Mick Walsh says survival is highly unlikely.
He is presumed dead. However, we will continue searching until we're proven otherwise.
The victim was collecting abalone from the seabed. The mollusk is considered a delicacy, and industry spokeswoman Samara Miller said sharks are an occupational hazard.
There's always interactions each year with white sharks. Divers do as much as they can to reduce that interaction. It's a calculated risk, and the divers make the call on the day.
Mr. Clarkson had had a close encounter with a shark before. On a website advertising an electronic device which repels sharks, he credited the equipment for warding off a great white which came close to him during a dive. It's not known if he was using one this time. Remarkably, it's the second gruesome death that the man who was with him has been involved in. 11 years ago, Howard Rodd's boat capsized and he swam 8 miles to shore, while a friend opted to cling to the vessel and await rescue. His mate was never seen again, but wreckage which was washed ashore was consistent with an attack by a shark.